good weather if you're a frog. How about a frog without lungs? A frog has been found in a remote part of Indonesia. This just coming out of the current Biology magazine. It's a journal for, well, of course, biologists. It has been found in a remote part of Indonesia, has no lungs, and breathes through its skin.
Isn't that what amphibians are supposed to do?
You know, you're funny. You're just contrary. You really are.
No.
Amphibians supposed to breathe through their skin? No.
I don't know.
Amphibians
somebody help me out
are
there. I know
wet
you're listening
and
you're feeling sorry for me.
Amphibians.
So
nobody feels sorry for you. Amphibians. Amphibians right. are like wet and they need water, but they don't breathe through their skin. This is okay. This frog is one of only about the three they found. First frog known to science without lungs and joins a very short list with this unusual trait, including only a few species of salamanders and a worm-like creature.
Isn't a salamander an amphibian?
Yeah.
And it breathes through its skin?
A short list of those do, yes.
Okay. This frog has just joined the short list.
Yes, yeah. First okay. frog. First
so
frog, no.
We could say there are some amphibians that breathe through their
but
skin.
But that's not what they're supposed to do.
Oh.
That's what you said. Isn't that what they're supposed to do? These are
I'm
the
glad
most.
I recorded this. This is good.
Well, that's what you said. Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Go ahead.
How did we get off track?
You're being contrary.
These frogs, according to the man who discovered them, are the most ancient and bizarre frogs you can get on the planet. The reason I chose this story is because it has a Star Wars reference. The man who found them in Borneo, David Bickford, and he sounds like a biologist, actually, David Bickford.
From
hello.
Hello.
National University of Singapore.
Sir Bickford.
Yes. David hello. Bickford here. Jolly good.
Lady Bickford.
My frog has no lungs.
How would he know that unless he killed it and dissected it?
They did. They dissected eight of them.
Yeah.
Are there any left?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, there are frogs left.
Okay.
Actually, an Indonesian colleague, Joko Iskander, first came across the frog 30 years ago and has been searching for it ever since.
Well, they keep killing them. How are they going to? And they're
well,
rare.
They saw it. The reason it's really different looking, he said it has big bulging eyes and then it's flat and it flattens itself out, and then it floats above the water, and it has skin flaps coming off its arms and legs, and basically, they describe it as a squished version of Jabba the Hutt. So picture
ew.
Jabba the Hutt flattened.
Being stepped on.
The frog has evolved to its difficult surroundings. Cold and rapid streams that are rich in oxygen.
Kind of like that one planet they were on.
Anyway, this frog has not been named, but it is the lungless frog.
Lungless frog.
The lungless frog. The Indonesian lungless frog. Which also gave us an opportunity to argue this morning, which is always
wonderful.
I wasn't
arguing. I was just posing something, and then you took it personal.
I'm posing something. What does that mean? I'm posing something. Did you pose?
No, I
what
just
did you pose?
Posed, you know, you pose a supposition about something, and then you...
You supposed.
No, I didn't suppose. I posed.
You posed a supposition.
Oh.
Proposed.
Ha ha!
Irregardless.
Ooh, there it is. Not a word. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock.
It is in the dictionary. Merriam-Webster, page 315.
Well, those of us.
Look it up online.
Well, you're just being defensive because it's not a word. It's not a word.
And that's what it says in the dictionary.
It's not a word. It's a double
don't
negative.
Don't you love a word that's in the dictionary that people tell
double,
you?
No, it's a double negative.
That's yeah. right.
Regardless, irregardless. So.
Most of them, most IRs in
word.
Front of a word means that, oh, but the dictionary says people say, and it is this online. People
that's
look it up for me in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. It says that people will say it's not a word, but it is a word. And that's
well,
almost a quote.
It's
from the
a word because people continue to misuse it. So finally,
circa
1912. Webster's has become PC like everything else.
It is one of Teresa Monahan's favorite words. Circa 1912.
Circa?
That's what it says in the dictionary definition. It was an originated.
People began misusing the word
and
in 1912.
You can use it in Scrabble. I know. I learned the word from my grandmother because she used it on me once, and I looked it up, and then she taught me how what a fun word it could be.
Wow.
So there we go.
I don't care.
I know there are a lot of people going just about to run off the road, but it just don't.
No, they're turning the channel on their radio, actually. They're like, what are they talking about? 12 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I didn't
big
make
morning.
It up.
Yes, it is a big morning.
Big
it's used
morning.
Used in literature a lot. What was it? And I'm watching a movie, The Prince and Me, with Julia Stiles, and the butler actually used the word irregardless. He was a...
Incorrectly.
But he seemed to be... He was a Dogsworth. How do you know it's not incorrect? I mean, it says in the dictionary. How can it not be a word if it's a word in the dictionary? And the dictionary says that it's... People will say it's not a word, but it is a word.
I don't trust the dictionary.
And it's such a contrary word that it's kind of fun. I mean, you got to love a word that people say it's not a word, but then it is a word
well,
in the dictionary.
Well, ear contrary.
Especially if you have a contrary personality.
It's a different morning. It must be the weather. I think it's the weather. I really do.
That's my argumentative theme music for you, too, now.
I think it's the weather.
Oh, great.
I think it's the weather.
I'm sure it is. Anytime I'm in April seeing a forecast with snow in it, I'm like, ugh.
Well, according to this model that we're using today, there is a good chance of some snow. Now, whether or not it won't accumulate as such, it'll probably accumulate in grassy areas. It won't stick to the roads more than likely unless it stays cold, but temps are going to be well above freezing. So we're looking at a low tonight of 37. Basically, what you have is a lot of cold air up high, and that's what's going to let that snow come down. And then once it hits the ground, it won't stick around much. Yeah. A lot of hot air.
Big wet flakes.
Hot air down here on the ground.
On the planet.
Close in the studios. A lot of hot air. 37 degrees.
I'm just not even
low tonight. Well, if you were being contrary, you'd say, why no? There's no hot air in here. Isn't there cooler air in here? That's being contrary.
I appreciate your lessons in contrary.
Irregardless. Which actually means, I'm not even sure what that means.
Let's see. The same thing.
Regardless.
That's what's so great about it.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
How can it?
Irregardless is the same thing as regardless.
No, it can't. Thank you.
Look it up. That's
thank
fine.
You. Thank you, Laura Bunn. Thank you so much.
Don't tell
much.
Me, Laura Bunnenberg. Tell the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
The
look
voice
it up
of
in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary that says.
What? Merriam-Webster.
That's the official name.
And
that's,
I know, Laura, thank you. Irregardless is forget it.
You know what? You don't have to argue with me. Take it up with the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Look it up on the internet. It will tell you that people will
because
say it's not a word, but
caved
it's a word.
In. The is, Webster Dictionary is. Has caved
I will caved show it
in.
To you during the break. And so people don't send your emails and yell at me
okay.
about the word irregardless because
time out.
It's in the dictionary.
Time out. It is one of those words that's not a word that continues to be used by people in the vernacular.
Right.
It's listed
it
as
now has become
uncommon
a part.
Usage.
Thank you.
But
kind of like
that
ain't.
Regard,
and, but in the
it is a
I
word.
Do have to take
it's
umbrage
like
with that
ain't.
Because it does say in
umbrage,
the citation.
Only Chris would say that, and me. That's what I like about
thank
it.
Thank you, Laura. And the thing is, it does say in the citation online that some people will say it's not a word, and then
I believe you've addressed this.
And then it says, but it is a word.
I believe you've addressed this.
Well,
I don't
my
know
husband
why people
did you
are
take,
so violently.
What did you take?
People are so violently upset about this, and it's like, don't
you took
take
a bridge.
It up with me.
What did you say?
Umbrage. That is
you took
great
a bridge?
Word.
Oh,
no.
For crying out loud.
Did you take a pedestrian umbrage?
You know,
did
boy.
Someone take a pedestrian
don't
umbrage?
People get mad at me.
Take an umbrella
take it
today,
up
everybody.
With the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
I'm glad that Laura's here. The voice of reason has arrived in the studios 16 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I'm about to...
Excuse me.
I'm...
Poor Bruce. Well, we'll have
I
this discussion
I wore my striped shirt
I mean,
today.
I'm all for proper English. That's why
yes,
I refer to the dictionary. So when the dictionary tells me something like this, I give it its authority because it is a vessel of authoritative English grammar.
A vessel.
There you have it. Bedenberg's been telling me for years that irregardless is not a word.
I'm going
it's
to show
not.
You the citation. So. People don't get mad at me, and please don't send me the emails yelling at me about this. Take it up with
oh,
the dictionary
it's the same
people.
Same huge discussion we had over the word ain't for decades.
Thank you.
There's another
and besides,
one.
It's one of Teresa Monahan's favorite words, too. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that little...
Nanner, nanner, boo-boo.
Exactly. Did you hear that at the end?
Nanner, nanner, boo-boo.
So don't get mad at
okay!
me.
Okay!
What a riot. Look at your hostel. You need to go stand
We've
outside.
We've been talking about this for 8 minutes.
It's not good to go stand outside, let me tell you. It's a little chilly and rainy out there.
It is.
And
Thank
I didn't
you.
Know Crown Point was closed, so that was an unpleasant Oops. Surprise oh, this
yeah,
morning.
That's right.
Yes.
Doing some sewer work under there.
I can see that.
But I really don't want nasty emails about this.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll just let it go.
There it is. The little balloon.
There it
goes. Okay, now everyone.
42 degrees.
Just need
light.
To be in that happy place.
Find a happy place.
Find a happy place. Go ahead, T. Scott.
All right, thank you.
Come over here, Laura.
Stop it.
Are we going to go to break so I can show
yes.
Laura the citation online?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my Lord.
Come here.
She's obsessive. 14.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, takes one to know one.
Lord. 42 degrees outside, steady rain. This has not been one of the better segments of Spirit Mornings. But thanks for joining us anyway. And that, listen to him.
I have to. I'm in here with him.
All right.
All right.
I'm so with that. I mean,
wow. That wraps up this edition of your Spirit Morning News Update. This program is sponsored by Cosgrave's Books and Religious Gifts at 82nd and H.